Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go.
Hi, welcome to Friday Night Live. Thank you so much for your questions. Thank you so much for writing in. And thank you so much for saying you missed us when we were gone. That was so nice. Mm. We took a little teeny, actually, a long teeny.
It's going to be a week and ends up a month.
Maybe a month and a 16th. But we took some time off. It's like 4.5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So today we're going to talk about freedom.
Mm. So what is the definition of freedom?
Freedom is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Freedom.
Mm. Well, nowadays, not many of us have experienced being in prison or enslaved. I know that some of us obviously have, but most of us, if not all of us, have definitely experienced more of a mental, emotional, spiritual prison.
Yeah, a non-physical.
Enslaved to our egotism or enslaved to what we feel too enslaved to life psychologically. So we wanted to talk more about that. Mm. I want to interview you.
Oh, okay.
Because, so you've had situations where, like, your son was taken away in a custody battle, your teenage daughter passed away. Mm-hmm. And so when these rather potentially traumatic things can happen, it can really affect us and it can make us feel that we've lost our freedom. We almost like we're brokenhearted. It can...
Broken. Period. Broken.
You just feel broken. So as we're talking about freedom, I wanted to make this a bit more real for people, kind of like real life rather than like a theoretical thing.
Right.
So can you talk a bit about how you felt in prison within your own mind, the labels you had?
Yeah.
And then what happened for you to feel free within what was happening?
Well, I was in the middle of a custody battle. Finances were very low in my household, and I had a slew of diagnoses, PTSD, anxiety, depression, and hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which was a physical manifestation of an enlargement of my heart. And so I felt very broken, non-physically and physically, very broken. And then going into this trial, my son was sent to go live with his biological father, and that devastated me. And I felt very resistant to what was happening. Mm. And when you describe freedom, my definition of freedom is I wanted to be free of suffering.
Yes.
Free from all suffering.
Mm.
Then slowly I began to realize or just notice that life is a series of brief little moments, highs, lows, ups and downs, tears and laughter and happiness and sadness. And the freedom comes from being free within it all.
Mm.
Free within the suffering, free within the laughter, free within the tears, free within the sadness. And a few weeks later, Sophia was in a fatal car accident. My daughter, my beautiful youngest daughter was in a fatal car accident. And I remember feeling a wave of emotion, but yet knowing that I could embrace it and be free within the suffering, knowing that I was going to have tears, I was going to have physical pain, I was going to have heartache, but also embracing it all and allowing it all to just flow through me instead of come at me, instead of being resistant to, just allowing it to flow. And so, yes, the definition of freedom is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. So at one point I was imprisoned and enslaved in a non-physical way. And in the ending, there was a release of that non-physical enslavement.
Yeah, it's, I like what you said, you let it flow through you rather than it coming at you. Because when life's coming at you, it's like a wave crashing against a wall or something, you know, it's going to damage the wall. But life's just going to happen.
Right.
And one thing you say in your video, actually, is that life wasn't happening to me. Life was just happening.
Life was just happening. Yeah, that's after the realization. And after that realization, the present moment was no longer my obstacle, because I lived life with the present moment as my obstacle. It turned beautifully, or it evolved beautifully, into being a doorway. An opening, an unchaining of chains, if you will.
Can you talk a bit more about that? What do you mean?
Because when my son was taken, the present moment, I was living within the fact that he wasn't here. And when was I going to see him again? And they took him away yesterday, or they took him away 3 weeks ago. But I was constantly living in the past and in the future in this present moment. So my present moment, I wasn't being present. My present moment was my obstacle. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then realizing that I began to feel free within the suffering, it began to flow through me. The present moment was a doorway, because it wasn't happening right now. It was evolving, and I was stepping forward with this knowing, with this deep sense of knowing.
Yeah. Yeah. As another kind of real life example, I remember when my mother had cancer and she was in the hospital bed, you know, like no hair, looking very, very gaunt. My mum was a very physically striking, beautiful woman in her day when she was healthy, and she kind of like regressed back to this shadow, physical, not spiritually, but a physical shadow of who she used to be. And I was very resistant to the fact that my mum was passing away. And I was very resistant to the fact that she wouldn't do, in my mind, she wouldn't do anything that was good for her to help heal herself. And I remember just being in despair once. I was lying down on the grass outside the hospital, and I was like, what can I do? Like, what can I possibly do to help her? And like this quiet whisper of confidence, really simply, just said, just love her.
Yeah.
Like, the answer is always simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave up my resistance to what was happening. I gave up my resistance to my mum being a certain way. And I realized that actually love is the answer to pretty much anything you can come across. So I just loved her. And I can't tell you the connection that we had in the last 3 weeks of her life.
Beautiful.
Because I wasn't resisting the reality of what was happening. It's embracing the reality of what was happening. It's like, well, what now?
It's like the release that you found was, or the freedom that you found was in the releasing, within
yes.
the allowing, within the embracing, within the noticing.
I with respect, and I don't mean to upset anyone who's watching this, but for me, I realized that my suffering, how do I say this? It wasn't so much that my mum was passing away. My suffering was my utter resistance to the fact of that and living in the feeling of that. And
right.
of course, if I had a choice, I would say, no, I don't want her to pass away. But
right.
suffering has very little to do with what's happening to us.
Right.
It's our resistance to it. It's our wanting what is to be what isn't, mm-hmm. that we feel that. and it's okay, and it's human, and it's innocent, and we all do it.
That's beautiful.
But why I wanted to bring you your story is that you said you felt you died initially when your son was taken from you.
Yeah.
And your daughter physically passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But even within that, there was still a sense of freedom.
There was a sense of freedom, yes. Yeah. It was powerful and it was fierce and came at me like a wave, but within the embracing of it, the accepting of what is, there was freedom within that wave, freedom within that suffering, freedom within that circumstance. The present moment became a doorway, an open doorway for life to flow through.
Letting life flow through. That's the flow state of mind.
Right. Letting life be free.
So freedom has nothing to do with the state of mind you're in. It's allowing all states of mind with freedom. Unconditional. Human. And loving. Anything else, wise woman?
That's it, wise man.
Okay, lots of love to you all. Take care. See you next week's Friday Night Live. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's INNATEEVOLUTION.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.